Some people think Ebola comes from sorcery or from curses. That's a kind of confusion that's a big enemy in controlling this disease. People do not grasp how Ebola is spread or how it can be stopped. Public health officials want to spread better information, and they're now turning for help to Liberian communities in the United States. Here's Jim Burris from our member station WABE in Atlanta.
These days, Ebola is always on Amelia Togba Eddy's mind. She lives in Atlanta, and when her aunt called early one morning last week...
So when she called me, the first thing I thought about, oh, a family member has come down with the virus. So I said, what happened? She said, well, it's your brother. He's been vomiting blood. I said, oh, Lord, I'm finished.
It turned out to be an ulcer, not Ebola. But Amelia says it was enough of a scare that she had to do something to help her fellow Liberians.
One, two, three, four. Enjoy and laugh.
That's why she's here, singing the Liberian national anthem alongside more than 100 fellow immigrants. They're gathered at the Liberian Association of Metro Atlanta's offices. They have lots of questions. Mike?
Ebola is from monkey. How did the animal get Ebola?
And should people avoid bushmeat like monkey and bats? The answer, yes. Ebola is overwhelming some small and remote villages. People don't know what to do with the bodies, keep them in the home or put them outside.
Keeping those dead bodies in the street, is it more safe or is it more dangerous in terms of the spread of the virus?
It's more dangerous to keep the bodies in public places, Craig Manning tells them. He's a health communications specialist with the CDC.
We're leaving no stone unturned in the sense of trying to reach out.
The night's message, tell your loved ones what Ebola is, what it isn't, how it's spread, and how to avoid exposure. And Manning says, do it by cell phone. Mobile phones are everywhere in Liberia, even in places where electricity and water are scarce.
So we can move information through these channels, perhaps even more effectively than we could do it through social mobilization programs in country.
Because of strong ties immigrants keep with their loved ones, Manning says reaching Liberians in West Africa very much involves reaching Liberians in America. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.